So to Senate candidate, both at the U.S. level and, of course, the senator here in the state of Michigan, Mallory McMorrow, has released a plan to help protect Michigan families from online scams. This has become an absolute scourge amongst many all across the country, but certainly here in the state of Michigan, as people have been targeted by bad actors, and it has become out of control, quite frankly. And so Mallory McMorrow is releasing this plan to push back and tech companies that will enable these online scams to target folks here in the state of Michigan. And Mallory McMorrow joins us to talk about it. It's good to have you.
Good to be back. Good morning.
First, before we get to that quickly, just want to get your thoughts on Mike Duggan dropping out of the governor's race. What did you make of that?
Yeah, my response is that Donald Trump's approval rating is underwater right now. And we see that people are looking for somebody who's going to stand up and fight back. Gas is hovering around $5 a gallon with the illegal war in Iran. And that's what people are looking for, somebody who's going to fight for them.
Except when he endorses some people across other states, those people have been winning. What do you make of that?
Yeah, Michigan is a very different state than some of the deep red states in the South. You know, this is a moment where Donald Trump demands loyalty above all else. And he's been going on this revenge tour, taking out anybody in his party that dares to disagree with him, even on things like the Epstein files. And I hope that we can unanimously agree that the systematic trafficking of girls is an abomination. That's a really risky position for Mike Rogers, the Republican in the Senate race, who's going to have to figure out who he stands for. Is it Michiganders or is it Donald Trump?
Meanwhile, how does this plan that you've unveiled, how does this protect families from online scams?
So increasingly, these online scams aren't just appearing in, I don't know if you remember the old emails that we all used to get saying that somehow a Nigerian prince had a lot of money and he wanted to transfer it to you and he was going to give you a cut. They were pretty gimmicky and you could see through them back then. Now, increasingly, these scams are happening on Facebook, on Instagram, on social media platforms, and the platforms themselves get a cut every time one of these transactions goes through. So there is no incentive for the platforms to crack down on bad actors. So my plan would revise Section 230. This is a part of federal law that the platforms have used for years to say, we're just a platform, we're not responsible for the content that goes on the platform. This would require that the platforms verify every single one of the advertisers before they're allowed to advertise on the site. It would require that users, if you see a scam, that there's a clear way to report it and the platform has to take action and report it back to you. And it would also empower state attorneys general with more resources to go after and to prosecute these scammers. That is something that our Attorney General, Dana Nessel, has been trying to do for years. But this has ballooned to a point where Michiganders have lost $1.7 billion with a B to these scammers. And we need to do a lot more.
And so would there be some kind of compensation for the people who have lost that billion with a B?
Yeah, that would be the hope, is that if there's actually a way to hold these scammers accountable, that you can get your money back and there's recourse here. Too often, it's just a scam, and because these are bad actors and sometimes foreign actors, that money is simply gone. And I know a lot of people who I have talked to said there's sort of a sense of shame in not wanting to talk about being duped by one of these scams. You sort of think that on the personal level, I should be smarter than this. I should be able to recognize it. But with AI and the fact that it's on a platform, if you're scrolling through Instagram, you trust that something being advertised to you on Instagram is valid because it's on, you know, a platform from an American company. And that's simply not true.
I mean, many of these digital scams that are out there are being backed by, you know, these transnational criminal organizations. What role do our intelligence agencies provide in trying to stop these as well?
I mean, it's just whack-a-mole. It is so hard to find and track down, to your point, transnational actors who hide, you know, in other countries and shell companies. So by requiring the platforms to verify first anybody who advertises on their platform and ensuring that that Meta, who owns, you know, Facebook and Instagram, is responsible for knowing what's on their platform. That is a really strong wall that we can build to protect Michiganders.
I saw on your Twitter account that you sat down with some Trump voters and you were able to have a conversation, which is unbelievable because I don't know if people do that anymore. But what came out of that conversation?
It was a great conversation. You know, I went in just wanting to get to know each other first. I think so much of the rhetoric now is hyper-partisan. It's red versus blue. It's Democrat versus Republican. And increasingly, people view the other side as the enemy. That's incredibly toxic, and it is not how we need to move forward as a state or as a country. What I heard was we have a lot in common. There was a woman who works in marketing, and that's something that was in my career background, so we commiserated about some similarities in our careers. She found herself on unemployment for the first time and was talking about the troubles navigating that system. There was another gentleman who shared that he works at a nursing home as a janitor in his day job and how much he loves his job, but that the cost of everything is through the roof right now. So he does DoorDash in his spare time, but with gas prices, you know, that extra income is gone. And we were just able to talk as fellow Michiganders. I talked about my daughter and my family and kind of my journey through career. And I heard from them that everybody that I sat with there wants to get to a place where we can just talk to each other. And maybe we talk to each other about sports and our lives and don't immediately start with politics. You know, politics is really important. I'm in it. It's how we get to a place where we move policy, but it shouldn't be our entire identities. Let's talk about what we have in common first.
I can confirm you are a Tigers fan. You and I were standing in line for the carousel at Comerica Park that one day to get our kids on there. So I can confirm.
It was a long line.
Yes, it was. It was a very long line on a kid's day on a Sunday.
It was kid's day.
Yes,
kids
that's
day,
exactly
yeah.
right. I was reading a story that kind of puts you in between Haley Stevens and Abdul El-Sayed. Haley Stevens being more the moderate, Abdul El-Sayed being more the progressive, and you in the middle. A, do you buy that narrative? And B, with the release of the autopsy of the 2024 election from the DNC, one of the things that it suggested was a shift away from identity politics and toward middle class appeal. Is that something that you feel like you can do in this campaign? We have just a minute left.
Yeah, so I think for me, I am the establishment outsider with a track record. So exactly to your point, I think a lot of people are frustrated with a Democratic Party, a national brand, that has drifted too far away from what regular people think about every day. I am somebody who's now been in the state Senate for almost 8 years and have a really strong track record of delivering on expanding access to childcare and universal pre-K, breakfast and lunch, affordable housing, the things that people see and feel in their everyday lives. And looking forward to running through the tape in August.
Mallory McMorrow, we appreciate your time. Thank you. And we'll talk again very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Yep, you got it. Meanwhile, Jamie, coming up on the other side, we're going to preview your latest episode of your podcast, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way. And we can't wait to hear from it because some of the pieces that you put out have been absolutely fantastic. And it's been absolutely huge, well received. And we'll talk about that on the other side. It's Jer Morning.